Nierstein and the nobility are inseparable in history. The old noble courts shape the city to this day. And if you walk through the old town center, you'll see that early Nierstein has in fact developed along the line of the courts, partly dating back to the 12th century. The Baroque Huxthäuser Court right in front of us is one of the most eminent courtyards in Nierstein. Not only judging by its architecture with its beautiful inner courtyard, which hosts a nice wine tavern behind the large courtyard gate today, but also economically and politically. The estate was rather wealthy and in its long history was owned by many noble families of high standing. Since 1804, the Huxthäuser Court has been owned by the Wernher family. Johann Wilhelm Werner, who bought the court at an auction, was also the judge during the trial of the notorious robber Schinderhannes, who had spread fear and terror in the Hunsrück forest. Wernher's son, Philipp Wilhelm Werner, was a member of the National Assembly in Frankfurt St. Paul's Cathedral in 1848, the first freely elected German parliament, which marked the birth of democracy in Germany. Wernher's fiery plea for freedom and unity was greeted with cheers and much applause. At the end of the 19th century, Ernst Wernher was the mayor of Nierstein. During his tenure, the Rheinbahn railway track was built, which also initiated a new era in Nierstein. And Karl Friedrich Werner was a fire brigade commander in World War II, and it is said that he did nothing less but saving the Mainz main cathedral during the fire blaze caused by the bombardments in 1942. Well, isn't it interesting how much history is reflected in just one house and how many stories one could tell? Well, we do have a few more of them here in Nierstein. Our next stop is the house with the pillars and the balcony just across the crossroads, the Paleontological Museum.